Okay, for those out there that say I'm do nothing but FOMO when it comes to real estate, Austin, Texas is down 12% from peak. There you go. So that's the facts behind it. And I'm going to show you even more markets that are down, because I don't care if house prices go up or down. I need transactions. I'm going to be completely clear with you guys. It would be helpful for my business if the market crashed 30, 40%. Why? There'd be a bunch of people selling. There'd be a bunch of people buying. Well, that's not what's happening. So that's not why I say that. So I only want to provide you guys with nothing but the truth. So right now we're seeing mortgage rates come down just a little bit. But what prompted me to do this video was right here, an article that popped up today. Actually, two articles popped up today. And I want to share those with you. I just subscribe to this system right here. It's called MBS Live. It gives me live tracking what's going on with the mortgage market, mortgage rates, and so forth. But there was two pieces of information that I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And I need you guys to understand this. Okay, so the first one was right here. You can see right through there. Oh, sorry, I got a green screen. Right through there. Freddie Mac, home price index increased 6.5% year over year. That means house prices continue to rally. And you guys are saying, Dan, there you go, FOMOing again. Guys, there's the data. I'm just reading it. But the next thing came in, it was kind of intriguing. It was like, okay, ICE Mortgage Monitor, home prices cool for the second straight month. And I'm like, well, 6.5 isn't cooling. 6.5 is over normal, you know, home appreciation does. So let's take a look into this thing. So the first thing we want to go to is that first article. ICE, home prices begin to cool. Now, let me summarize this thing, and I'm not hiding anything from you. It's right down through here. It says home prices year over year, March to March was up 5.7. Then you scroll ahead to April, and it's only up 5.1 year over year. So there was a little bit of a cooling off. And then you had through here, right through here. Here's where the markets, Freddie Mac, home prices are up 6.5% year over year. But there are cracks in the foundation. Where are those? Right through here. So these are where home prices actually are off their peak. And when the year over year increase peaked at 19% in July of 2021. Okay, so that's when they're saying, and then bottomed at April of 2023. So that's basically the data they're showing. But here's the information. Austin's down 12% from its peak. Then you have Idaho. Idaho was on a rampage during COVID. People were buying and buying and buying and moving to Idaho, and those saw huge increases in home prices. So those are what you're seeing right through here. Okay, and then you have other areas like Punta Gorda, Florida, Lake Havanaugh City, Arizona. And you can see all these really fancy places that people wanted to move during COVID, didn't care about the prices. They just had to get into these areas. That's what you saw. Now home prices are down from the peak. But do you see that these are down maybe 10, 12, 15, 20, 30, 40%? No, the worst one was Austin. Now, I came out in 2023 and gave my forecast that home prices aren't going to do anything. There isn't enough inventory to cause house prices to crash. And there isn't really enough, you know, data there to really have house prices go up from here, because there's basically just an even amount of buyers and sellers. So that's what basically caused the markets to be completely flat. And again, like I said, I would rather have the market cool off 25%, have more and more people doing transactions than what we just had. 2023 was the worst year ever for transactions, the worst year in transaction history for homes. Here's one other reason why people aren't selling their homes. Right through here, here was a news caption that just came out. Rentals positioned to benefit from home shortages. So I'm a perfect example of why people aren't selling their homes. Okay, let me explain to you. I live in a town called St. Charles, all right, Illinois. And so what I did is I pulled up a house in St. Charles. I don't know this house. I don't know anything about it. I just wanted to pull up a house that was for rent in the city that I live in. Okay, so I don't know these people, don't know this house, don't know anything about this. So I just grabbed it and I'm like, okay, these people are getting $2,900 for their house. And here it is. Okay, so let me get my head out of the way. I'm going to just show you a little bit of a caption of this. Let's go down through the history of this property. So let's go down and see when they bought it. First, let's see when they bought it. So they bought it in 2014, so 10 years ago. So what's the mortgage on this thing? So let's go over to this. And I'm going to put in here that they took out a mortgage for the whole price. And let's say they refinanced back in when the rates were really low in 2020, 2021. Okay, so they took out a mortgage. And I'm using the purchase price that they bought the house for 10 years ago. So this the purchase price or the loan amount is probably even less than this. But just using this for a comparison. So if they bought the house for 160, got the refinance at a low rate at 375, their total payment's $974. Total, taxes, everything. Okay, so let's get over to this thing and start looking at some of this data. So these people are looking to rent this thing now in 2015. They bought it as a rental property. So let's go through. They were trying to get it rented for $1,850. They must have been having some tough time getting somebody to rent it. Looks like they finally rented it for $1,850 for a couple years. And then it went from back to market in 2018. They went from $1,850 to $2,000, up 8%. Okay, then what happened? Well, let's go through. And I'm doing this transaction just on a whim. Prices changed, so they dropped the rents a little bit to $1,950, and listing removed. So they must have found a person to rent it for $1,950 in 2018. 2020, they needed a new renter. They jacked it up to $2,100. Okay, right through here, up 7%. Then what happened in 2021? Well, they jacked it up 9% to $2,300. Then what happened after that in 2021? Jacked it up to $2,400, up another 4%. Then they go through here. Now what do they have it at? $2,900, up 22%. So now they're getting $2,950 for this house, and their mortgage is $974. You get it? You get it? Okay, so they're netting on this thing $2,000 a month in positive cash flow. Why would you sell it? Okay, so now what they can do is they can buy another home at a $2,000 house payment and not even have to have the house payment. This house is paying their new housing payment for them. That's what people are doing. So when you have the people saying, okay, houses aren't coming to the market, people are afraid, this and that. People aren't selling because they can cash flow their properties. This is in a small town in St. Charles, Illinois. Think of this in a bigger city, in a more robust city like Austin and things like that. People aren't going to sell because the rents in those areas can keep going up and up and up. So hopefully you find value in this. So are home prices actually crashing? Well, not really. They're still up 6% year over year, but you do have a soft market in these markets right here. And I basically called it. If you go back in my 2023 forecast video and my 2024 forecast video, I said housing markets, it's not going to do anything. It's basically going to be stagnant. You're going to have some areas up a little bit more than the average, and you're going to have just a small packet of homes such as this, and I even called Austin, Texas. You're going to have some areas down double digits because they had huge appreciation through the years. So that's my report for today. So folks, I am not always FOMO. I give you the truth behind the information. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I'd love to buy because I don't want to keep my rent keep going up and up and up and up. What can I do? Well, first thing is check and see if you can get some help with your down payment. Click the grant finder right there. It's going to see if you qualify for one of three different grants that are basically forgivable, and they're up to $7,500. But if you want to apply and see if you can qualify to buy a house in 2024, don't disqualify yourselves, folks. Click out the Apply Now link. Check and see if you can qualify in today's market. If you don't like that and you want to just give us a call, well, scroll down to the bottom and you're going to have our information right there as well. So you can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can shoot me an email directly at dan@therateupdate.com. And yes, I will be the one returning your email. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Hope to see you here tomorrow. And if you haven't subscribed and you find value in this, you could do that right over there. Thank you so much. Take care.